Hey, before we get started, I've got a special offer for you. It's not what you think. I'm going to do one email for you, a newsletter for you, absolutely free, and it includes a 20-minute phone call with me free. I'll create that email. I'll send it to you. I'll even upload it to your email system if you want. What you need to do is to go to my website and click the Contact Ken button and let me know that you'd like to take advantage of this, and I'll send you details. Okay, let's get on with today's podcast. Emails are popular, so are texts. Which one should you use for your business? Find out in this episode. Ready? Here we go.
Welcome to the Everything Email Podcast with Ken Countess. Ken is a world-renowned email marketing expert. He'll help you 10x your business with email strategies that generate more sales. And now, here's Ken Countess.
Hey, welcome to episode 106 of the Everything Email Podcast. I'm Ken Countess. Hey, it's clear that email and texting are both here to stay. But a lot of people are concerned. They're like, well, which one should I use? Should I use both? Well, that's what I'm going to cover during this episode. It's very, very clear that there are advantages of both. And what I'm going to do is give you some tips and tricks to figure out which one you should be using. Both texting and email are very often widely used by marketers to communicate with clients and prospects, to launch major marketing campaigns. And they share some similarities. They can both be automated. They can be measured. They're both cost efficient. They're quick. They can be personalized based on the customer. But they do have some critical differences, advantages, disadvantages, and that may help determine which one or whether you use both for your business. That's because some marketing messages are much better suited to texting. Others are much better suited to email. So let's do a quick comparison. Texting is something you do over a cellular network, and you can use text messages for more informal messaging as well as personal chats. You can include some multimedia, images, emoticons, and videos in the text, but you've got to have each other's phone number. Texting is really popular. Over 560 billion texts are sent every month worldwide. So what are the advantages of texting? Well, they're easy to compose and send. People can react to texts easily. All they need to do is key in a response on a cell phone. Texting drives two-way conversation with faster speed, and it's easy to read a 160-character message. That's the limitation on texting. The disadvantage, of course, then is texts have to be short because of the word limit, and that occasionally leads to the essence of the message being lost. So when should you use texting? Messages that are related to promotions and maybe a discount that's only available for a limited time, payment reminders, appointment scheduling and confirmation, maybe service and delivery updates, and personalized birthday and anniversary greetings. So what about email? Well, about 78% of marketers have seen an increase in email engagement just over the last year. Email's advantages are that it's great for longer messages that have practical applications. That's because an email can explain points, clarify issues, and add depth to your messages when needed. Emails are also important in cases of business transactions and other records because they can be saved and referred to whenever required. And this feature happens to be one of the key differences between email and text. The nice thing about an email is email recipients have the luxury of time. They don't have to respond right away. They can do it at their own convenience and comfort. And email allows a brand to establish a long-term connection with a consumer in meaningful, value-driven content. And emails can be personalized by using relevant customized messaging, graphics, customer data, and so on. In fact, for example, data indicates that about half of companies increased customer engagement through email personalization. And further research claims that including a personalized video in an email can increase click-through rates by up to 200%. So it's true that email is less convenient than texting. It has to be carefully crafted and properly customized. That can take a little more time and effort to craft, but emails are perfect for onboarding new customers, reaching customers in a different time zone because you can only text within a certain time of day local time. You can use email to provide detailed product information, billing and other business records, and you can re-engage your clients much more easily that way. So to wrap up, texting is more informal in nature, where emails are more professional and more widely used by business to promote products and services. We tend to use text to relay short messages with a sense of urgency, where email messages do not need immediate attention. Texting only works on cellular data, where email works anywhere there's an internet connection. Texts are a less reliable form of communication than emails, and texting is a more interactive and conversational communication channel compared to email. Email is definitely more feature-rich than SMS, as you can send attachments and documents and videos and so on. So which one should you use for your business? It depends on what you need to get done. If all you need to do is send a quick message, use texting. If you need to get things a little bit more involved, educate your customers more, email far and away is the way to go. Okay, that's it for this week. If you're not sure what's right for your business, reach out to me. Go to my website at kenisemail.com. If you're interested in working with me, go to kenisemail.com/packages. kenisemail.com/packages. And don't forget to join my mailing list. If you're not already on it, go on my website, kenisemail.com. kenisemail.com. And go ahead and join my list there. Hey, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Email Podcast with Ken Countess. If you like the podcast, tell your friends and coworkers about it. Be sure to visit kenisemail.com to sign up for Ken's mailing list. You'll get great marketing tips every week in your inbox. Have questions? Send Ken an email. It's ken@kenisemail.com. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Every week you get great tips on how to use email marketing in a way that makes you more money. With an ROI of 36 to 1, if you're not yet using email, you really should be. Learn more at my website at kenisemail.com. And if you'd like to learn how to work together, go to kenisemail.com/packages. kenisemail.com/packages. We'll see you next week.